Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 250. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. The goal is to, you know, we got a bunch of guys on the show. We talk about apps, and the goal is to help you guys with some app discovery. Maybe we talk about an app you've never heard of before. You install it on your phone, and it changes your life. That's the goal. For the better. Changes your life for the better. Let me introduce the co-hosts, and we'll get right into the action, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Big Steve. Another day down, another day of sanity just completely lost.
Damn, I've heard that before.
Well, yeah, I'll just say now the latest thing is my youngest son, who's in first grade, refuses to do any work in school, but then as soon as he gets out of school and goes to daycare, he does all his work.
Homework?
Yeah, no, all his schoolwork and his homework. I think he's just doing it for spite to see how far he can push us.
Really?
I don't know what else to do. I don't know.
Wow. What's he doing in school then?
Apparently nothing.
Is he getting says in
the teachers?
They only have given him straight face days so far, not bad days, but not happy days. Straight face.
Happy days. Happy days and straight face days.
It's hilarious. I hope that works out somehow, Dora.
Yeah, I'm just fearful he's actually taking his shirt off in class, throwing it above his head, going, "What?" Like he does when he comes home.
Yeah, it's not good. All right, Eric. Eric Ardini is joining us from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, with Dora talking about straight face days and happy days and sad days, it reminded me of something I learned recently. Are you guys familiar with the way they fold in schools now? You've got the hamburger fold, which would be like that, where you, and those people watching live can see this, where you fold the paper like this, and the taco fold is which when you would fold it the long way like that. Did you know
that's what they call it?
Yeah.
No.
Everything is hamburger and taco fold. There's no other way to describe folding a piece of paper now, except for those two.
Wow.
Well, ask your kids, Store, if they know how to do a taco or hamburger fold sometime. And they'll know exactly what you're talking about.
I'll ask them because I was trying to teach my son some origami. Their folding technique is not the same. They say either mountain or valley. So a mountain is when the fold goes down and a valley is when the fold goes up, but not lengthway or short way.
Yeah, that doesn't have to do with the orientation of the paper, though, right?
Yeah, I'll have to ask.
Interesting, Eric. It's very cool. My name is Steve Cherubino. I am the other co-host. And let me just give you guys a quick announcement before we start. If you haven't joined the AAA Club at podnuts.com/AAA Club, join it now. We're doing a giveaway a Sony Smartwatch 2 on September 18th to a lucky person who signs up for the club. The club gives you all kinds of perks like access to our live video stream, tips from the guys. We post stuff in a special Google community and all kinds of other cool stuff. So go check it out at podnuts.com/AAA Club. All right, let's get into it now. This is going to be the email show where we read your emails and play your voicemails. So let's start off with one from Christian. He says, "I don't know what everyone else uses, but I love the Dolphin browser. As a browser, I find it pretty intuitive and easy to use, as I cannot stand the Android version of Firefox or Chrome for that matter. On my desktop, the only browser I use is Firefox. I don't think it's the safest browser out there, but it was the only one I could find that accommodated Xmarks and LastPass." Xmarks, they still have that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it was called Foxmarks. They changed it to Xmarks. That's from Christian, still searching for an Epic App Zero. Or Captain, still searching for an Epic App. No, let me say that again. It's from Christian, who's Captain Zero. Captain, still searching for an Eric App Zero. Man, I butchered that.
Thank you for looking, though.
Yeah.
Thank you for trying to repeat that.
I couldn't leave that out.
Well, I will say there's validity to using Dolphin, which I just got reminded of, besides the LastPass and Xmarks capability, because Chrome browser has no add-ons, period. Supposedly will, but doesn't. My Android x86 laptop, viewing mobile websites on a 14-inch laptop screen is quite aggravating, irritating, hard on the eyes kind of thing. Dolphin browser, when you switch to desktop view, you literally get true desktop view. Where on Chrome, if I say request desktop site, I really don't get the full desktop site.
You're talking about the Toshiba laptop that you're running. What's it called again? Android X86?
Yeah, Android X86.
Okay, neat. So Dolphin browser shows it like a straight up full desktop website.
Yep.
If you want it.
Yep.
Neat. That's good to know. None of the other ones do that, huh?
The only other one I found that could do it is called MaxFon, which worked very well. So right now I'm technically going back and forth between Dolphin and MaxFon. Today I was using Dolphin.
Gotcha.
Dor, would you recommend Android X86 for someone who has a netbook laying around that's not doing anything?
I would encourage them to try it. And if the Wi-Fi works and the touch panel works, then yes. The two things you have to remember first. As soon as it boots up, as soon as you log in, pull down the right notification, turn on rotation lock. Second, download an app like Display Orientator and lock the rotation. That will make it so no app can ever rotate the screen because there's no gyroscope on your laptop to where you can go like this and get the screen back. So if the screen turns on you and you don't, and you are confused, you literally have to like hold down power to force a shut off and then power back up to get it back.
Super lame.
Yeah, that's the only actual hang up for a new user I could see.
Huh. Awesome, man. Very cool way to repurpose old laptops though.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Dolphin browser from Christian. Well, he's not the developer. It's from Dolphin browser, but he recommended it. Thank you, Christian. Next one is from Christian.
Right.
He's talking about Dor's Pebble. He says, I agree with your thoughts on the Pebble for you now that I have one. For me, it's useful. I'll tick off some key points whilst trying to avoid making you scroll down, thus giving you a headache.
Thank you.
Sleep as Android works great with it. For reasons that are too lengthy, I sleep in a separate room from the missus so she does not hear my alarms. Note to self, disable notifications for the same as sleep period. No point in setting the alarm for 8 a.m. if notifications start at 7 a.m. Email notifications are very useful to me. I get a lot of emails each day that do not require my response or not until the evening. Haptic vibration motor is startlingly strong. Takes some getting used to. Wish I could tone it down a wee bit in settings. Battery life is suspect. Looks only to be like 3 or 4 days. That's not too bad for a watch, is it?
No.
That's good.
Yeah, but I have not had it long enough to be sure. I really do not like the fact that I cannot get the LiPro cell replaced. The Pebble Steel looks nice, but with a 3 to 4 year lifespan on LiPro cells max, I think 250 is too much considering it turns into a pumpkin after that time. Regards, Captain. Hope you didn't have to scroll zero.
I like Christian's comment in between the two names, man. That's nice.
He has a different one every time. Any comment on the Pebble door?
I still have it lent out. I will say I do agree. I personally think on a watch, I would like to have 5 days charge. With that said, the Pebble is one of the longest lasting battery charges of any watch. Most watches, at the most, you get 2 days. So the Pebble actually does better than most of them. I technically believe some of the other watches do more. But I think if you just look at it for what it is, it's not bad. But if you look at it compared to like something else you would expect, like a normal watch, the battery life is atrocious and unbearable.
Right. Like a normal watch. We can't compare them to that just yet. Right.
I'm really interested to see when I get a smartwatch to see how the battery lasts, because I haven't wore a watch for probably 20 years because back when I did wear watches, the batteries would die really fast for some unknown reason. I would kill watch batteries all the time. So I just gave up on them.
You mean like you personally or just that was the technology at the time?
I think it was personal because I don't know. I don't know how that could even be possible, but
I believe it's possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was very possible. And I don't know the physics or the electronics behind it to verify.
You would literally suck the life out of batteries.
Yeah. So we'll see, man.
Yeah.
If my Pebble lasts an hour and a half, and then we'll know.
I bet Eric's pebble implodes on his wrist. I'm sorry. I don't know why it's funny that you just kill batteries. All right. Here's a voicemail for you boys. Here we go.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Mike here. Just wanted to suggest, with school starting for a lot of kids in the coming weeks, maybe a good idea to review some apps that are school-related. There's a bunch out there. I started looking for some for my kids. Quite a bit to choose from. Maybe we can have some input from the host. Talk to you about later. This is Mike with my Samsung Galaxy Note 3 at about 98% battery.
Well done on the battery life, Mike. Back to school apps. Well, see, I don't have kids, so I wouldn't even know what to pick. But what do you guys think about that idea?
I think it depends on the age of the kids going back to school. I'm going to say it again. I said it last episode too, but the Amazon free app of the day, a lot of times they have educational apps. I don't really get into them, but it seems like a lot of them might be for toddler age or kindergarten-ish kind of things.
Hmm.
But there are a lot of free learning apps on there that you would normally pay for. And I've never checked it out. I remember my kids had like the Leapfrog and Leap Pads and things like that. I wonder if LeapPad or Leapfrog or whoever it is makes some apps. I haven't ever checked into that.
Hmm.
Lego.
Interesting.
Lego would be great, I think. Those Lego games are all pretty good.
Yeah. Door?
Well, I'll first off, unlike a lot of people, I'm not talking to you, Eric. I'm talking to people out there. I have no problem admitting I'm not a great parent, okay? Number one. Number two, educational apps largely incredibly suck, just like educational television incredibly sucked when we were children. I do think there are more/better educational related, or the way I put it is freelance educational stuff for younger children. But once they hit a certain age, you can't pay them to play educational things on a tablet unless, you know, there's some immediate benefit from it. Most of the quote unquote school apps I use are literally specific to my kid's school. I have a app called My School Bucks, I believe it's called, or My School Cash, where I can put money into his lunch a account and see what he orders for lunch, because they don't want kids these days just carrying money around school because, you know, money's evil. And here is where I am quote unquote a very stereotypical horrible parent. I believe school should prepare children for older life. Work. I will not, under any circumstances, bring work home. That's a choice I made. Under any circumstance. I don't care how much they pay me. I'm not. Just like I'm not wearing a tie. I'm not. I don't care if I suddenly get 3 times the pay raise, but they tell me I have to wear a tie. Guess what? Put me back down to the old pay. I'm not. when my kids come home from school, the last thing I want my kids to do is like bringing work home from, you know, work. When they're home, that's my time. That's daddy time. That's family time. Sure, I'll talk to them about school. Sure, I'll teach them what I want to in my own way or shape or form. But I'm not sitting them down like it's a classroom after they've just been through 8 hours of it.
So you're not a fan of homework is what you're saying.
I told my kid's kindergarten teacher and I told my son's first grade teacher, if you send homework home and I see it, it goes in the trash. Period. You're wow. Not, you're not, if you cannot get my kid to do the work you need him to do in school, that's your fault. That's not my fault. I don't bring work home from my job, and I do not expect my kid to bring work home from here.
I have to say, I'm really with Dor on this. Number one, I'm really with Dor on this. I think homework is bogus. I mean, there's so many hours in school. Like, you're right. Why can't they do it there? Second of all, I wish Dor was my dad.
Yeah. Yeah. You're well, sending me home?
Well, but I know, but here's the thing. I openly admit I'm not a good father. Because
no, really, that's not the reason. Unless there's other reasons, but that one you just told me, that's not it.
Well, I should encourage my kids to excel and do good and be top of the class, son. I should. But when I have my kids home, I literally want to play with them. I want to interact with them. I want to watch science videos on YouTube with them. I want to read with them. I want to construct stuff with them. I want to build with them. I don't want to sit there and say, son, draw out the times table in tens. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'm with you. Homework was bogus.
Oh, man, I could just see. Are you sure you want to send this worksheet home with me? You remember what happened last time, Mr. McGillicuddy?
Well, and I'll say it didn't help when my son's teacher said, this is a tangent, when my son's teacher said I was not allowed to teach them traditional top-down math where you write 27 below it minus 13 and show them how to borrow numbers and stuff. I was told I couldn't do that because that's an antiquated way of doing things. It's like having a push mower. To which I walked up to her and said, I have a push mower. And I take it as an insult. I'm not polluting the environment like other people, like you are. Traditional is sometimes perfectly acceptable and fine. And until you can show me my math is wrong, I'm teaching my son the way I know how to do. I cannot teach him something I do not know.
And I'll agree, Common Core is definitely pollution of the environment.
I think there's a purpose. I think Common Core, if done right by the right people who are motivated to do it, can be a beneficial thing for a lot of students. I think the teachers themselves don't like it, which is why it sucks.
Interesting. I don't know what that is.
Tangent done. Sorry.
Yeah.
And please send all hate mail to doortodoorgeek@gmail.com. I'll be sure not to read it.
If you want to send it to me, it's smdcomputers@gmail.com.
And fan mail. Door might be a hero for some kids, but that last rant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you could just play this back for your parents and say, hey, listen, to this guy's a podcaster. He's a famous podcaster. And he tells his teachers this, Dad.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, obviously, and needless to say, after that, none of the teachers ever call me. They always call my wife.
Oh, and they get homework, right? The kids.
If they do, I don't see it.
All right, let's do another voicemail here. Here we go.
Hey guys, Todd here. Changing it up from emailing to a voicemail because you're asking for them. I'm on my way to work. I just installed an app this morning called Flipper. FLIPPR. I got to be honest, I didn't check the spreadsheet, but I've heard all of our episodes far back as I can remember, and I don't think it's on there. But if it is, forgive me. Anyway, it's a really cool little, I guess I'd describe it.
That's the fault of my phone. I don't think that was Todd's fault. Let me continue.
Anyway, I thought you'd like to check it out. Thanks a lot. Take care.
It's Flipper, FLIPPR, by A Little Spark. Is the name of the dev. And I tried this one out. Thank you, Todd, for suggesting it. I tried it out, and when he says side loading, it's not the side loading that you might originally think. When I think of side loading, I think of downloading an APK and installing it on my device without using the Play Store. This is a basically where you have like an icon on your screen and you flip it over from the side of your screen. And it opens up something. That's what he's meaning by side loading. But what it does, it's kind of neat because when you have it going, you can have widgets loaded in it, not like your favorite apps or anything like that. But you just hit that, and without going to the home screen, which contains the widget, you don't even have to have the widget installed on a home screen. It will it kind of stores your widgets in a square. And you can flip through them quickly with your finger, widget, 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 and then just use them as you're going. Oh, that's a good description. Well, let me see. Well,
it's like...
can I show you?
It's like Jeff Halish brought the side launcher, is what I always call it, which is just an app that has an interface that's accessible anywhere in the Android ecosystem. You can get any app, and there'll be a little thing on the side you tap, and then it will let you access, in this case, widgets, which I personally think is a really cool thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
what's cool about it? That you can access it while you're running any app?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can store more than one widget in that side thing. And you just flip through them, scroll through them with your finger until you get to the widget.
The way to switch from one to the other is just keep flipping it.
Yep.
Flipping it.
Flipper. Yep. Flip widgets.
I see. So you can only load, there's only one that's going to show up when you pull out the sidebar. And then you got to get to the next one, you got to flip through it.
Right.
Gotcha, gotcha.
But you can store them in different categories like audio, video, games. I don't know if there's games widgets really.
How do you get to pick the categories?
Let's see if I can. It's been a while since I used this. It must be kind of an older voicemail because it's been a while since I really used it much.
That's all right.
But I just know
it seems cool. It seems cool though. Very cool. Well, Todd, thanks for sending us a voicemail as opposed to writing for a change. That's very nice of you. Very cool app too. Flipper from A Little Spark. All right, let's try another voicemail. Let's see how it goes with this one. Hope my Nexus 5 doesn't act up on me. Here we go.
Hey, Dor. This is for Android App Addicts. Hey, Dor. Thank you very much for your kind words. I really appreciate it. I feel the same way about you. Shoot, even before I had even come online and started chatting in Linux Basics, I had the same thought. If I had come into a bunch of money, I would definitely have paid to have you just sit down in front of a computer and spew out knowledge like you do. So thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And Ziggy, the beer yeast, that's a hilarious app. I love it. And Ziggy is actually Saccharomyces cerevisiae. Is how you pronounce his name. All right, take it easy. Later.
If it's beer, is that with Spork Saver?
Yes, sir.
If it's beer related, he knows the answer, it seems.
Yeah, he is one of the most humble yet knowledgeable guys when it comes to brewing of all manner.
And he gave you a glowing compliment. That was really nice.
Well, yeah. Spork, I'll tell you this publicly. There's a fair to really good chance somewhere between there that I'm going to be able to come to scale possibly this coming year.
Scale? What's scale?
Southern California Linux Expo, one of the biggest Linux conferences in the world.
Ooh, that's one. When's that? Is that in October also?
Sorry?
When is that one?
I don't know. That's why I can't be sure.
Oh, okay. Let me know. Let me know when that one is. Maybe I can make it to that one. Okay. That'd be a good meetup place.
SoCal?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the email, voicemail, Spork. And even though he told us how to pronounce the Ziggy's name from the East, I still can't say
Same here.
No.
Aaron writes, hey guys, just wanted to pass on my latest game obsession. This app is called 8-Ball Pool by Miniclip. You play pool online against other players around the world. It's a free app with in-app purchases. Sorry, Dor, you can purchase coins to buy items. But I have yet to spend a cent on this app, and I've played it daily for the last 3 weeks. I highly recommend playing it on Wi-Fi, as you are always playing against others online, and a poor connection can hold up the game. Works great on my Nexus 4, smooth animations, and a lot of fun. Keep up the great work. Aaron from Ontario, Canada. I could get into a pool game. This seems cool.
Yeah.
8-Ball Pool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna download this.
I won't lie. When he said it, I'm thinking, because I remember playing, I can't remember the name of it now, old pool on, NES and stuff like that. And I'm thinking, that's old. But then I went and saw this in the App Store, and I was very pleasantly shocked. This looked a lot better than I thought it was going to look. I still haven't got a chance to try how the multiplayer comes across, but this could be actually pretty
cool. I fear I'm going to get schooled hardcore on this, and I'm anxious to try the multiplayer.
Well, that's every golf game, as far as I'm concerned. I, I, I expect...
This is cool, dude.
This isn't cool.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to copy and paste links and everything. I expect to get completely schooled with golf. Pull. Because, you know why? I suck at both of them. That's why I say it. I literally come across like...
Balls and sticks.
Well, because I'm legally blind in one eye, horrible vision in the other, depth perception ain't good. Whenever I shoot the ball, it never goes where I want it to go.
So a 2D screen should be perfect for your pool game.
No.
Yeah, good point.
No, because then you would think logical math and geometry would save me. No, I still suck.
I'm with you, man. I don't think I'd be good. But like I said, anything where there's like marbles rolling or balls rolling around, I think that's cool. I don't know what it is. I like round objects moving around. I'm trying to explain this without sounding like perverted or anything. But it's like I told you, remember, like we talked about Mousetrap and those marble games and there's a weird fascination I have with that. So pool fits into that category. Golf, not so much, but mini golf, yes.
Blast.
Which one?
Marble Blast. Was that the name of it?
Marble Madness. The
video game? Marble Madness.
Oh, yeah. That was my favorite kind of game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, absolutely. Well, Steve, can I ask you, in your youth, did you play pool at all?
A tiny bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you were one of those, you know, secret undercover schooling people earning extra money on the side.
I grew up.
I would have loved to.
I grew up with a pool table in my bedroom and I still am not good. I was in a pool league and it was horrible.
Oh, man. A table in your bedroom and in a pool league and you're still not good?
Well, the pool league, I just felt tied down that I had to be there on Thursday night. That was the fill-in. Mm. So, you know, when you're in a fill-in in a pool league, you actually show up more than the people who are in. Mm. So, and I just like, I don't want to be in this bar again doing this.
See, I would join a pool league just to have an excuse to drink beer.
Yeah. It's not that, I don't like any kind of league, I don't think.
Organization. Really?
Yeah.
Fight the power, Eric. Fight the power.
I haven't been in a league in a while. I don't know how I would like it, but I'm willing to try. Name the league and I'll try it.
Disc golf.
Oh, you beat me to it, Dor.
I would like to try that.
And you can definitely drink beer while you're playing disc golf. Most of the time.
I don't want to drink beer. It's like when I drink beer when I'm trying to do anything that takes skills, it was
90
like
degrees when I was playing outside.
Guitar.
What? But it's 90 degrees and you're outside. It's nice.
I drink water.
No. Beer is technically more refreshing. If you would listen to Spork Saber, you would know this. Okay. And I'll say secondly, with games of skill, literally, I get too hyper. I get too stressed. Literally, a beer or two every 2 hours or so, I literally play much better on almost anything. But once you get me over two limits, the game goes down fast.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that statistically.
My singing and dancing gets definitely a lot better with more beer, too.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that's going to be it for the email show. You guys have been sending us stuff, and we appreciate it. We got about 10 more. We're going to read them next week.
It's too bad Cody Cooper couldn't make it on a voicemail for the 250th episode. Maybe he can be in next time.
Maybe.
He's in for 300.
Yeah.
We all know that. He could have done like half of one now. Actually, there is two Codys in there somewhere.
Well, yes. There is, and they're not too happy, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I did listen to that.
What do you mean they're not? All right, let me play one. Now you got me all curious. I'll play one. Not too happy. What do you mean?
You haven't listened to him?
What right does he have to be upset with us? What did we do to him?
I don't remember.
There's I don't think. Though. Well, I don't. I can just say one thing. I'm pretty sure he wasn't mad at me.
No, it was me, huh? There was something.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, we got to see what's going on here. Here's one from Cody.
Hey guys, this is Cody Cooper. This message is for Android App Addicts. I want to call out Sports Saber. Call me out saying I didn't pronounce Vine Stefan, I have a vice beer, correctly.
Yep. Let me stop Cody right there. In my experience thus far, Spork Saber's like the beer god to me. So I think I don't want to get in the middle of this, but
don't.
I guess this is an appropriate voicemail. I'm glad we brought Cody to the 250 to, since we had Spork Saber already on.
Yeah, that's true. I guess we could hear him out. Let's see what he says. I just ruined it, didn't I?
That was 45, 50 episodes ago. I don't even remember. That was 45, 50.
All right, I'm going to reload that because my phone acts crazy, apparently, when I pause audio. So I'm going to reload that one, and I'll edit this out for sure. So if you guys are hearing this, something went terribly wrong because I said I would edit this out.
Hey, guys, this is Cody Cooper. This message is for Android AppX. I want to call out Sports Saber for calling me out saying I didn't pronounce Vine Stefan, I have a vice beer, correctly. That was 45, 50 episodes ago. I don't even remember. But let me tell you one thing I'm very certain of. If Dor pronounced it correctly, it was by accident or he was intoxicated or both. Because his track record proves he can't pronounce anything without either training wheels or me there to immediately correct him. That being said, Spork, if you want to prove me wrong, why?
All right.
Do you want me to try to load it up on my phone?
Do you want to? How long do you think that'll take?
You know what? Never mind. Airplane mode. Let me try my tablet.
I could do it. Just give me a sec.
So you know what you got to do at the end of the show, right? With your extra editing work. You have to cut out both of them saying that word and see if they sound the same.
I'll say this one more time if you want. I can take a second Android device, load it, patch it in through my mixer, and play voicemails.
I could do it too. I have a full mixer right here. The thing is it's using the Google Music player. And when you stop the Google Music player, it doesn't remember anything. It just goes away. Oh. It's a very, very light player. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you need like Apollo or something.
Yeah, I just downloaded MX just while we were talking just now. So let me see if that helps. And I'll load up Cody, play message, downloaded. Now it's not asking me if I want to use MX, but I want to use MX to play it. Why is it not asking me?
I've got it here if you want me to play it.
I want to do it, but okay. I just don't know.
You might have to download it and put it in a certain folder with that player. I don't know. I use ES File Explorer and just browse through there and hit play.
Hey, guys. So we prefer this message for Android AppX. I want to call out Sports Saber.
If you can't get it, I've got it.
All right. Go for it, Eric.
Hey, guys. This is Cody Cooper. This message for Android AppX. I want to call out Sports Saber. Call me out saying I didn't pronounce Vine Stefan, I have a vice beer, correctly. That was 45, 50 episodes ago. I don't even remember. But let me tell you one thing I'm very certain of. If Dor pronounced it correctly, it was by accident or he was intoxicated or both. Because his track record proves he can't pronounce anything without either training wheels or me there to immediately correct him.
That's rude.
That being said, Spork, if you want to prove me wrong, why don't you do it face-to-face? We'll be at a Linux Fest sometime. You can actually show me right on a glistening glass of it exactly how to phonetically say it, okay? And I'll even drink it, and I'll let you pay for it. You're welcome. But seriously, guys, these episodes, they're getting too long. They're way too long. I'm just kidding. They're not. The show is great. Whoever complained about the show as being too long, then only listen to half of them. If I got a free sandwich, let me put it this way. If I got a free sandwich and it was a 2-foot long sandwich and I only eat half of it, guess what? I put the other half in the fridge and I eat it later. So chew on that. Keep up the great work, fellas. Hey, listen, you guys are trucking at the 400. I'm going to have to make another appearance here soon or something else. So this is been over 30 seconds. I'm going to get out of here. Take care. Bye-bye.
400? What about 300?
I don't know. He sounds grumpy and confused.
I know. He's angry. Had a bad day, I guess.
He has a new child. He's awfully stressed. That's all I'm saying.
He has a good point, though, about the sandwich. If somebody does complain that the show is too long, just eat half of it now and eat the rest later.
Me and Cody give all our analogies with food. Have you noticed that? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Good point. Good point. Thanks for calling, Cody. We haven't heard from you in a while. Good to hear from you. All right. Well, that is going to be it for our email/voicemail show. If you guys want to send us more, send them to mail@podnuts.com. Let me give that to you again. If you guys want to send us more, send them to aaa@podnuts.com. If you want to send us a voicemail, call 7076-PODNUT. Don't forget to sign up for our AAA Club. You could watch the show streaming live. You'll be entered in the contest to win the Sony Smartwatch 2 we're giving away on September 18th and a bunch of other cool stuff. Go to podnuts.com/AAA Club. Do I want to say anything to the folks before we end off?
I love everyone.
Good.
I'm not calling anybody out for anything anymore. I'm peace loving.
Good. We like that side of door.
Sucker.
All right. Eric, anything?
Yeah, I think it was kind of weird that we brought both of those voicemails, not even on purpose, on the same show. I don't know if that was a good idea. Oh, well.
I know. It's like we fostered an argument.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
No, we're not about that. Awesome, man. And my name is Steve Cherubino. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the show. Talk to you later.